Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you want to purchase and download one of their products, or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of Gallup, the Gallup organization, and he and others, his colleagues, have come out with some significant research on healthcare in America. They've made taken some positions with their extensive and probably unprecedented research that they've done, the polling that they've done on healthcare in America. Frank, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the work that you produced. I wanted to mention, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but in your report, you talked about the impact of the what you call the fine. I'm putting air quotes around your word fine for if you don't have insurance, right? You extended out how, tell the audience how that works.
Well, there is a fine built into the Affordable Care Act. It's an individual mandate, so basically you have to have insurance or pay a fine. Is what
right.
It comes down to.
Right.
There are always exceptions.
And you found out you projected that the higher the fine, the more people would just go ahead and buy the insurance.
Up to a level. We did an experimental design with a $95 fine floated in front of uninsured people, a $500
right.
fine, and a $1,000. And clearly, if you float in front of them, the idea they have to pay a $500 fine as opposed to $95, many more,
right.
13% more to be precise, say, yes, I would get insurance rather than pay that fine. But when you go to $1,000, it only bumps it up by a couple of percentage
right.
points. So it looks like $500. By the way, the fine's going to go higher based
right.
on the law.
It
looks like more people will sign up when the fines are higher.
I would like to, though, correct you, if you don't mind. It's not a fine, it's a tax. So I'd like to encourage you to quit calling it a fine and start calling it what the Supreme Court ruled it that it is a tax.
Well,
right?
Okay.
Would you agree with me or disagree on that?
Well, I do think that we want to use the wording that the respondent in the survey is most familiar with, but maybe we can say.
Well, I think but that's political correctness as far as I'm concerned, Frank, because the Supreme Court rejected the concept of a fine because if it were a fine, it would not be constitutional because the government can't fine you, but they can tax you, right?
And in fact, it is collected, I believe, by the IRS.
Exactly,
right?
As a tax. So I'd just like to encourage you and others, I've encouraged others to use the correct term, which in my opinion, and that's just my opinion, is to use the word tax, not fine. All right, so.
All right, your comments have been noted.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, in the briefing, your colleague Dan Witter, who's associated with Healthways, right?
He's a Gallup associate, but he works with Healthways in our.
He's your interface with those guys.
He's our chief research scientist with Healthways.
Right. He presented with you. He said that the Affordable Care Act has brought down healthcare costs. That was one of the last things he said. He said there's no question that the Affordable Care Act has brought down healthcare costs in America. That was one of the last parting words he gave us. Can you explain that? I'm not sure I understand.
I don't remember him saying that. I don't think our data speak to the issue of cost at this point. I think he was saying that the Affordable Care Act has brought down the percent of Americans who are uninsured, but I don't recall him saying anything about cost.
Maybe I may have misunderstood, but I wrote it. I made a note when he said that. So find out about that. I'd be curious
to
know why he said
Dan,
that. I will.
Costs
okay.
are a big issue because a lot of what we looked at has nothing to do with assessing the cost, because that's obviously an implication. If more people are insured, that means they're probably going to go to the doctor in the hospital more. At least
right.
that's the theory. I'm not sure
right.
that's really the case. Many may be going to the ER now, but nevertheless, it could have an impact on cost.
As you know, Frank, there's a considerable controversy. You mentioned it earlier. There's a considerable controversy around the numbers of the administration. and they seem to know how many people have signed up, but they don't seem to know any kind of details inside of those numbers. How do you feel that your research reconciled all the people, or did it reconcile all the people whose policies were canceled by their insurance company as a result of the Affordable Care Act?
We don't actually have that measured, so we did not ask people, you know, have you had your policy canceled as a result of this? What
right.
we did do was to say, if you have insurance now, is it new and you didn't have it last year? Now, suggestions have been made, and we might try to get into that in the future and say, all right, do you not have insurance now? Or about half the people who told us they have, or actually more than half, you know, about 7 out of 12% told us that when they had a new policy this year, it was replacing an old policy. So we're not sure how many of those simply got a new policy because they changed the year, or it was canceled, or they changed jobs. But a lot of the churn there, of course, is people who had old policies and now have new policies.
So all right, I thought that may be news to me. I'm not sure. I didn't remember that you said that. So you're saying about half of the people who told you that they had insurance now replaced another policy? Say that again.
Now, here's the point. Our first question we ask everybody insurance, is this a new policy for 2014?
Right.
They said yes, and that was about 12.8%. Then we said, all right, did you have a policy in 2013 and simply changed, or is this new? And that's where the 4% figure comes, because out
right.
of the 12.8, 4% said, this is brand new, I didn't have insurance last year. They're
mm-hmm.
the newly insured. But that leaves another 7.5%
right.
Who say, I have a new policy this year, but I also had one last year. So they changed
and so that could have
company changed policies.
Yeah.
They could have been dropped and then had to
Or they
could
have
policy.
Been canceled. Their policy could have been
Precisely.
Canceled. And we don't know. Isn't that an important know. Isn't that an important constituency to a sample to bore down into? Wouldn't there be some fascinating things to learn in that 7%?
About 7.5. Yes, and we may probe them in the future.
I hope
you had a policy last year. Why did you change policies? Why did you get a new one?
I hope you do, and I promise you, when you find out that if you do that, my microphone is your microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk. We're going to talk some more about this, including some changes the Census Bureau is making. It's kind of controversial. I'd like to know what Frank says about that. Gallup.com, by the way, is his website. Dr. Frank Newport, with editor-in-chief of Gallup. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. Frank Newport, Gallup's editor-in-chief. They've recently concluded and hopefully will continue some groundbreaking landmark research on healthcare in America, have come up with some amazing and very, I think, probably important statistics on healthcare in America. Some certainly have added significantly to the debate about this issue.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.